This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are demanding the release of the full report from special counsel in the nation, Robert Mueller.
Not a substantially redacted synopsis, but the full report and the underlying evidence.
That's committee chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler. But Republicans, including Doug Collins, say the Attorney General Bill Barr's position on this is clear.
The Attorney General's entire mandate is to enforce the law and is expressly forbidden from providing grand jury outside the department in a very limited and narrow exceptions.
The panel has just voted along party lines to issue a subpoena for all those materials if the AG does not turn them over soon. Payroll processor ADP says the economy added 129,000 private sector jobs last month, the lowest in 18 months, and well below the 170,000 analysts had forecast. The government's jobs report's due Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Former FBI Director James Comey says Attorney General William Barr deserves the benefit of the doubt when it comes to releasing the findings of the Russia investigation. Comey says the probe into Russian meddling in the election and any Trump campaign ties to the Kremlin had to be conducted.
You should have fired all of us if we didn't investigate what we learned in the summer of 2016, when we got smoke, not fire, but smoke, that Americans might have assisted the Russian effort. We had to investigate that, and no serious person could think otherwise. And it was done in a serious way, and it reached a serious result that now we all ought to get transparency on.
Authorities say a fire at a chemical plant outside of Houston is now contained. People are safe to go outdoors, says the EPA's Rachel Moreno.
No detectable or actionable detectable items in the air as of right now.
Fire crews are still trying to keep the fire from spreading to other chemical tanks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump says, without a question about legal citizenship added to the 2020 census, the count will be a waste of money. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Trump went on Twitter to state, "Can you believe that the radical left Democrats want to do our new and very important census report without the important citizenship question? Over 250,000 people have applied for temporary positions as census takers." Tim Olson of the Census Bureau tells us about the pay.
Pay rates range from $13.50 to $30 per hour, depending on where you live. Field employees are reimbursed for official mileage and receive all the equipment and training needed for their job.
I'm John Clemens.
A top Trump official is speaking out about security clearances at the White House. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Seldom heard by reporters, senior advisor to President Trump, as well as his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was speaking last night to Fox and brushing off claims that he should never have been granted a high-level security clearance. He says on the Ingram angle,
"Over the last few years that I've been here, I've been accused of all different types of things, and all those things have turned out to be false. We've had a lot of crazy accusations, like that we colluded with Russia."
Kushner saying he complied with all the investigations actions that were ever done concerning him and or President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And if there are, interviews, maybe you missed. In case you missed it, look, you can always find them right there. Download them because we're givers. They're absolutely free, and you can share them with all your friends and neighbors and, get the word out there. And, we're happy to make that available to you. I've been looking forward to our next guest, Gene Watson. Gene and Gene, what was it? I want to say 3-4 years ago when we first met in Nashville, right? At least that?
I think so, yeah. That's
exactly. It's been a little while. Well, when I met Jean, I go, oh, my goodness. I mean, just her heart for worship and, your genuineness just went before you. And I was just so richly blessed, in meeting you. And I enjoyed our time together then and was looking forward to us talking even by phone here to talk about some of these projects. But Gina is an award-winning praise and worship artist, and she's got a new CD that I have not stopped listening to called Sacred. Especially, I got to tell you, St. Patrick's Breastplate. I was watching the video last night, and I just kept cycling that. And just swimming and just allowing it to wash over me. It's just absolutely, absolutely precious. And I cannot thank you. This CD Sacred that you've turned out. I know for you, this was, one of those things that was kind of a lifetime. First of all, you never thought it would be possible. And then when you thought it might be possible, you said, wow, I would really love to do this, right? This project.
Yeah, it was a dream that was on my heart for a long time. I wanted to do a hymns project, but not like the hymns project that a lot of CCM artists might turn out of Nashville. I do have a real love for Celtic music, and also I love the rich hymns that come out of the ancient church, things that were written even hundreds of years ago. There's so much richness in some of the words and the music. And so I just wanted to have the freedom to explore some of those really ancient songs of our brothers and sisters that have gone before us and do it in a Celtic style. Yeah. And so I brought that vision to producer Billy Smiley in Nashville, and I wasn't sure if he would get it or not, because it really wasn't going to be, a pop project per se.
Right.
But he understood, he seemed to get it, and allowed me to be free to do what I wanted to do without worrying about, whether people would like it or not. Mm-hmm. It was just a real true expression of my heart.
What is it about the Celtic genre. I mean, you know, I was talking to somebody else about it because they said, well, you know, you're Hispanic. What are you doing liking Celtic music? There's just something special about it. I mean, to me, it's like mariachi music. I mean, it's very soulful.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just, and I said, I don't know, maybe when I was a kid, you know, watching, Darby and the Little People or whatever. I can't remember. Disney still or whatever. You know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of, you know, Celtic Irish music there. And I've just always had this draw to, to the music and the genre. But, yeah, this really grabbed a hold of me.
Yeah, well, I'm not Irish by blood or, you know, by my genealogy. I'm not Irish, but God really put a burden for the nation of Ireland, a love for those people on my heart, even when I was a child. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a report about Ireland when I was in social studies class in ninth grade, and I still have the cover to their report to this day. And I just believe it was a picture of a dream that God had placed in my heart as a child and a desire to go there one day. And so 10 years ago this year, I actually set foot in Ireland for the first time and really felt like I was coming into the land of my destiny, like God had prepared me for that place, that people, and there's something about my music that resonated with their culture, and my voice has kind of an ethereal Enya-ish quality to it, and I play the violin, so I could play some of those Irish melodies, and
oh my gosh, they must have loved you.
And it just fit, and yes. So, you know, I've tried to stuff that in a box, but, you know, that style is coming out more and more in the expression of my own music, and so I'm just loving that.
And so your husband had to tell you stop chasing the snakes out of Dodge there, huh?
Oh.
Just kidding.
Well, yeah, he knows that I love to go there, so he releases me to,
there's nothing like it. Like you say, the people and Guinness and Jameson and all that, you know, I did the tour at Jameson the last time I was there. I got totally spoiled. And it's terrible because, you know, they give you a sample of not a sample, but you can purchase a specially concocted, formula of Jameson. But that's it. You can't get it anywhere else. So I've been, like in search of the Holy Grail, you know, trying to find another bottle that tastes similar. It's just not fair. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's just like you said, it's part of the stuff that draws you back, not to mention, you know, the people. They're just very, very sweet people, and the majesty of the island. I mean, I had a chance to play golf on the Cliffs of Moher, you know, right on the edge of it, which is like their Pebble Beach, right? Which is so magnificent.
Yeah.
And I kept stopping. I kept thinking, I'm looking out over this, and I'm telling this friend of mine, who were golfing together there, it was La Hinge Golf Course there, and I go, we're on the picking Cliffs of Moher. I mean, how much better does it get, right? It's just unbelievable.
It's surreal.
What would have made it better is that if you'd have been, you know, around the ninth hole there with your your violin playing, you know, music from Sacred.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, and it definitely inspires great music, but also spiritually, they have a deep, rich faith background that goes all the way back to St. Patrick. You mentioned St. Patrick's breastplate earlier, and you know, all of those stories about him, he was a real person. We don't know how much is history and how much is legend, but, you know, he really was a real person who was following the call of God on his life, and it's just so inspiring to think that one man could actually change the course of history for a nation by being bold enough to follow the call in his life and bring Jesus to the island of Ireland. And so this past year I had the privilege of going back and filming that video that you're speaking of. And actually some of the shots that you saw, I was standing in the very places where St. Patrick would have been walking. And so those moments where I was singing and playing my violin in such places, which to me were holy, I was overcome with worship, really, just and awe, and that the Lord would allow me to fulfill my call in a small way, but a similar way, and be in those places. So it was a powerful time.
Yeah, and when you consider what St. Patrick did, I mean, to go back to Ireland, I mean, it cost him his life.
It did. Right. And that was the land of his slavery, which is so, you know, that really causes me to think about my life, because he had been enslaved in Ireland and then got free. But the Lord asked him to go back to the very place where he had had pain. Mm-hmm. And bring the gospel. And I think in our lives too, you know, what a testimony when we'll obey God and even go into the land of our suffering, yeah, the land of our pain.
Wow.
To obey him. And that's where his blessings come.
Reminds you a little bit of St. Paul as well. More from Gene Watson after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PDE stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
great St. Patrick's breastplate. It is from her new CD, Sacred, Gene Watson. I just, wow, I mean, you know, combined with the music and what Billy Smiley did in putting this together and your voice, I mean, this is just so perfect. And that refrain of, you know, of the lyric itself, Gene, is so special.
Yeah, I just love the lyric. And, of course, we attribute it, a lot of it, to St. Patrick himself. We don't know how much he actually wrote of that. Mm-hmm. And the arrangement that I'm singing from was also partially crafted by another Michigan songwriter, Dwight Beal, who's become a good friend of mine. And so I just took that arrangement, the words of St. Patrick, and then we crafted that new arrangement for it, and it just went off the charts, in my opinion. It just always brings me into worship.
It really does. You know, you think about it. I mean, just in envisioning those words, and you just bathe yourself in the words. You know, Christ above me, Christ below me. I mean, you're just surrounded in the presence of Christ. And wow, I mean, that chicken skins me, if I can say that.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
A lot of times I love to wake up in the morning and pray that. It's the first thing I think about, you know, before I get out of bed. Christ be with me and within me, Christ behind me and before. Just knowing that with him inside of me, I'm going to be able to face whatever happens today. And that gives me such courage and renewed faith and strength to think about.
Well, Gene Watson is such a blessing to the body in so many ways, not only musically, and you get a little bit of taste, so you can run out and get your hands on her CD, Sacred, available at all the usual places, and it's downloadable and all those good things, right, Gene?
Very Absolutely.
Easily. Yeah, right.
All over the internet.
I love the technology of it all. And you will enjoy, especially if you want to be blessed, St. Patrick's Breastplate song. It's on YouTube. And I just kept, like I said last night, I just kept, you know, just bathing in, you know, in the lyric and being blessed by everything that was part of this, Gene. Now, for you, not only a songwriter, but, you know, God has you writing books. You said you were working on writing a book, but one that you completed was Everything Can Change in 40 Days, A Journey of Transformation Through Christ. You know, for you, it has been, I mean, that's the way we live. It's onion skin experience. I mean, God just takes off one layer at a time. And as we do, you know, more and more is revealed. But, you know, at one point in your life, boy, you were at the bottom. And thank God for a landlord.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you and I may not be talking today. And that would I would be heartbroken knowing that I missed, you know, Gene Watson. And then it makes me wonder how many other Gene Watsons are out there.
Well, you know what? I mean, thank God for the landlord experience, and of course I'll explain that in a moment. But I want to also say thank God for those rock bottom experiences, because when I found myself in that place, I had gone through a very painful divorce. I was living as a single mother of four children here in Michigan, and really struggling financially, emotionally, spiritually. And, you know, hitting that bottom moment in my life, where I felt like I had completely failed God and missed it. And
how do you survive like that, Gene? I mean, when you're at rock bottom, I mean, you got four kids, divorced, everything else, like you said. I mean, you are in a spiritual desert of all sorts of dimensions.
Yeah. Well, there are pictures of me during that time, and what's so interesting is in these old photographs, you'll see me doing whatever I was doing with the children, and there's always a Bible sitting there next to me, always open, and a journal. I mean, God was my daily bread. I hung onto him for dear life. Like, God, I can't get through this without you. And it was out of that desperate cry for help, the Lord answered my prayer one day. And, you know, I just cried out to God and said, I'm at zero. I need you to be my 100% God. And my landlord, well, it's several pieces to the story, but I'll just share the landlord piece where, my landlord came one day to bring my children and I a Christmas tree, Christmas time, and he walked in the house and he heard a very crude recording of me singing Christmas carols that I'd made for a friend. And he was moved by the sound of my voice, and he sat down on the couch and just cried. I mean, buckets of tears, just cried, bawled his eyes out. And
up to this point, you're not doing anything musical. I mean, you're not in a studio. That's not even part of your life. That is the furthest thing that you could probably think of, right?
I wasn't doing any music. Of course, I had a classical background in violin, mm-hmm. but I wasn't playing violin. I didn't even know I could sing yet. And I was just in survival mode and trying to pay the bills. And here he hears my voice and he said, I don't know what you're doing with your life, Gene Watson, but that is what you're supposed to be doing, singing. Mm. And so he gave me my rent money back. And he said, I think you should give this rent money to a recording studio. And so I did, and it was that seed money and his belief in me, or God in me, that started me on a new path and a new future of singing and speaking and ministry and telling people this amazing story that God turned my life around, and it was all him. All I did was cry out and ask for help. And, you know, within the space of 5 years, I was traveling not only in the United States, but I was over in Ireland, I was in England and Scotland, and over in the Far East, all over the world, and just sharing. And God's using the music not to entertain people, but to transform their lives, just inviting the presence of God to meet them wherever they were, just like he did me. And I found, you know, the most powerful places in ministry were in the lowest places. Right. And I went into the red light districts, and I do a lot of prison ministry, and I seek out people that are in those dark places because I know what that feels like. And I know that they might just need a voice like mine to encourage them, to just cry out to God, open that door, and allow his love to change their lives the way it did mine. And so that's what the book is all about. It's the story of my journey. It's a 40-day devotional where you can hear my stories, but then also encounter the transformation of Christ for yourself. And it was painful to write, but I'm hoping that people will be encouraged through my journey.
And there's something special about any time you hear 40. 40 represents trials and temptations. Jesus went out the desert for 40. We're in the middle of 40 days of Lent right now, which is a transformational time. And I was talking to a priest last night, and I just said, you know, this is probably the best Lent I've ever had. It has been absolutely transformational for me. And, and I'm grateful to God for it. So 40 is a real special, special time. Everything can change in 40 days. A journey of transformation through Christ. And that's what this is all about. It's transformation. Because I think, Gene, sometimes, you know, I hear the voice of God saying, okay, you've come to the cross, now go. Get away. It's time to leave the cross. You know, because sometimes we just want to keep hanging on to the cross. But that's only the beginning. You know, so... we're hearing another cut from your CD, Sacred, one of my favorites. I love Joyful, Joyful, and I like what you've done with this. This is so special. Gene Watson, her CD, Sacred, available at all the usual places. Also, her book, Everything Can Change in 40 Days, as she said. This is her heart and soul, and as you read it, you will appreciate, and I'm sure align yourself with her heart as well in what she wants and how she wants to bless you. Gene, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are demanding the release of the full report from special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller.
Not a substantially redacted synopsis, but the full report and the underlying evidence.
That's committee chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler. But Republicans, including Doug Collins, say the Attorney General Bill Barr's position on this is clear.
The Attorney General's entire mandate is to enforce the law, and he's expressly forbidden from providing grand jury outside the department in a very limited and narrow exceptions.
The panel has just voted along party lines to issue a subpoena for all those materials if the AG does not turn them over soon. Payroll processor ADP says the economy added 129,000 private sector jobs last month, the lowest in 18 months, and well below the 170,000 analysts had forecast. The government's jobs report's due Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Go, 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 O'Reilly.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're coming at you from Anaheim, California. Yes, we're on the West Coast, and we're here for NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Proclaim 19 annual event. Lots of fun here, and gives us a great opportunity to meet some of our guests that heretofore it's only been via the phone. But a perfect example here is Mark Hancock, who joins us now face to face. Mark, good to finally meet you face to face.
Bill, it's great to see you this morning.
Well, Mark is about Trail Life USA, you know, in finding Trail Life USA, this was something that came out of a call for the culture saying, look, I want to have my boys involved in a program that is Christ-centered.
Yeah. Trail Life USA is about 5 years old now. Mm-hmm. We have 28,000 members in all 50 states. About 800 troops were chartered through churches across the country. Right. And we're starting around the ideas of character, leadership, and adventure for a generation that doesn't have the Christ-centered, the boy-focused attention that we think that it really needs. And so we're growing rapidly and making a difference.
Well, character, leadership, and adventure, boy, if those aren't the three key wires for every young man out there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You know, the parents are most excited about the character and the leadership. Mm-hmm. But that adventure is something that gets a boy engaged. And if you get a boy outdoors, you get him involved with the troop and outdoor functions and whitewater rafting or rappelling or hiking or backpacking and all those things, you can really introduce him to a world that he's not exposed to that much today. And it's in that environment, in that classroom of the outdoors, that his character has grown, his leadership skills are honed. So we're seeing some great success with young men.
Well, Mark, especially because I would say that you know, what my dad had to offer us nine kids. I mean, he was a baseball player, and, you know, we were very much an athletic-oriented family. But I got to tell you, at times I was envious of some of my friends whose fathers were more geared to the outdoors, and they would go out shooting or boating and that sort of thing. But this is that kind of opportunity that could complement where maybe it is not, you know, your gift to go out there and take your kids out and be involved in the outdoors. You know, this is a perfect alternative.
Right? It really is. And it's ironic that you say, because I had an upbringing sounding a lot like yours.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have that exposure to the outdoors. I was not in Boy Scouts or organizations like that. My mm-hmm. father did not do things like that with me. And I wasn't gifted in that or trained in that. Mm-hmm. But I got my boys involved in trail life. And because you're going out with other groups of men who do that outdoor
right.
experience, I have learned through outdoor experiences with other men, I've
how
learned
to put up a tent.
Absolutely. How to start fire with just about anything.
Right.
You know?
You're a modern day MacGyver now.
Oh,
right?
And it's amazing how your sons will look up to you like you're this great fount of wisdom when you're just really nudging your friend Bill who helped you
exactly.
the last mile or whatever
thank,
it was.
Thank God that worked.
Yeah. So it's a great experience. One of the best kept secrets of Trail Life USA is its impact on fathers. When you said it gives men an opportunity to interact with their sons.
Right.
You know, because we don't have the time to get as good as they are at the video games. We
yes.
can't keep up with them culturally and what it is that they're doing. But when you get in the outdoors, it's a great equalizer.
Right.
Because the outdoors never changes, and you're approaching it on level ground with your son, and you're learning those things together.
Mm-hmm.
So the father connecting with his son, men who are connecting with boys who don't have dads and helping them through some difficult times, and then also men connecting with each other, Bill.
Exactly.
When you get guys in the outdoors, and they're men who are taking boys out on a backpacking trip or something, and you've bedded down for the night, and the men are still up around the fire, that's where you have those kind of conversations. Hey, I saw the way that you talked to your son today. How did you develop that sort of relationship with your son? And the ministry and the sharing and the bonds that are growing between men in the outdoors is powerful. And like I said, it's kind of the secret behind Trail Life USA
right.
is that we're also growing fathers and we're growing men as well as maturing boys.
Mark, I can imagine, too, for the fathers to observe talents and gifts in their sons that otherwise, they probably would not have seen.
Yeah, and it's pretty remarkable. You're exposing a boy to a whole new world that he hasn't seen at school, and he hasn't seen on the internet, he hasn't seen anywhere else, and you see a spark. And you see the beginning of something where he begins to grasp the outdoors as this wonderful place that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he begins to understand things like why moss grows on a certain side of a tree, or the type of tracks that an animal brings, or how to identify scat. Animal poop.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Sort of, I mean, it's this whole new world. Where are they getting stuff like that? They're not learning anywhere else. So they go back and they have special knowledge and experience that their friends don't have either. And that builds in them this sense of, listen, I'm into something here.
Exactly.
And
I'm sure that's a bit of a magnet, too, because these kids go back to school and talking about scat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
pretty cool.
You know, wow, you know, scat, what's scat, you know? And you got this, it's like a secret code or something.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
But and it's got to draw these other kids because I can imagine it's a natural magnet.
Well, here's what we run into is, like I said, all of our troops are chartered by churches. And that boy in that church family, he may invite a neighbor for forever to come to Sunday school, and the boy may or may not come.
Right.
But if he invites him to go camping or hiking or whitewater rafting or rappelling, something like that, that boy, who would respond to that?
Yes, exactly.
And so that unchurched boy joins that troop, and then the family of that boy ends up joining that church. So we're seeing entire families who are impacted by the ministry of Trail Life USA.
Now, Trail Life, is it designed, how old are the boys, and, you know, will this, you know, does this stop at 18 for them, or what happens?
We start in kindergarten, and
okay.
we go through 18 years old. That's the youth portion of our program.
Okay.
But like I said, Once you're an adult, you can now join as an adult, and you're a leader in that troop, you're assisting that troop. So it really never ends. We have men active in our organization who are up in their 70s who are still hiking and doing those things, but they're sharing their knowledge with another generation of boys. So it's a powerful thing. I mean, they're retired, and maybe they thought that they were through, but here they are able to pour their lives into the next generation, show them the skills and secrets of the outdoors.
How cool is this? This
yeah.
is so awesome. And, I mean, to teach them some, you know, basic survival skills, too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, all kinds of survival skills. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing what these boys are able to.
I mean, you can start a fire anywhere, just about
just
anything.
Anything.
So, you know, fire is critical. So
yeah,
you got that done.
Our highest award is.
Oh, my goodness. He's doing that with 2 minutes right now, ladies. You don't have a prize. Just kidding.
Our highest award is the Freedom Award,
mm-hmm.
which is a boy. Typically, he's not going to be able to earn that until he's 15, 16, 17 years old because it takes that much gaining knowledge and understanding, wisdom, the application of it. But these young men who are receiving this Freedom Award are just outstanding young men. We just had a university in South Carolina offering a $100,000 scholarship to the Freedom Rangemen because they recognize this is a unique group of young men.
Talk about character and leadership.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Wow. So because what it is, what they have to accomplish to get that award. Of course, we have a very robust awards program that starts in kindergarten because boys love that.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
As much as we think they want participation.
You want
trophies,
a badge. Everybody wants a badge.
But they don't want participation.
No,
trophies.
No.
They
no.
want something they can earn.
They earned,
you know, for this generation of participation trophies, we've raised these unproductive narcissists.
Yes.
They're unproductive because they don't know how to do anything, and they're narcissists because they think they can. So we're showing boys, no, you've got to do something to earn this. And it goes all the way up through the Freedom Award, like I said, that they're going to get in their high school years. And it's got character requirements in it, leadership requirements, has faith elements in it. So if you ever run into a Freedom Rangemanville and you need to have one on your program one day,
right, exactly.
They are outstanding young men. We only got about 200 of them in the
entire country. So are we talking the equivalent of an Eagle Scout type thing?
Well, we do allow boys to transfer into Trail Life USA from the Boy Scouts,
mm-hmm.
and they can use some of the skills that they learned in Boy Scouts that mm-hmm. transfer over.
Right.
It's not a one-to-one match because we're not exactly the same program, but camping is camping is camping, and hiking is hiking. So a lot of those skills that they developed in Boy Scouts, they can get credit for that in Trail Life USA. Now, when they come in as an Eagle Scout, it takes them about a year and a half to take that Eagle and convert it to a Freedom Award because there are elements of the Freedom Award that are not in Eagle.
And they
have to do with the
faith. Particularly the faith component.
The faith component, but also some character stuff. They have to show some leadership skills. The Eagle, over the years, you know, boys now are earning that 12, 13 years old. It doesn't quite have the oomph behind it.
Right, exactly.
And so the Freedom War kind of restores that, and so it's more difficult to get the Freedom War.
How many kids will earn a Freedom Award percentage? You talking about 10% maybe?
Gosh, you know, I wish I could tell you that. I could probably figure it out in my head if I have a few minutes, but I don't want to take your valuable airtime. But in 5 years, we've had about 200 young men receive the Freedom Award.
Wow. It's special and should be.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, no wonder, you know, colleges are saying, hey, look, we want these kids.
Yeah, when they ran across us, they contacted us and said, how can we connect with these men? We want these men on our campus.
Mark Hancock, CEO of Trail Life USA. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez,
interventional cardiovascular medicine research and professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. Dr. Gribble, thank you so much for all the information. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
My takeaway is there's a very real prospect that that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
Do you agree with Congressman Adam Schiff, who's going to be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, that President Trump could be indicted and possibly face jail time after he leaves office?
Yes.
If we do the investigations, the information is there. We're fiddling while Rome is burning. This president needs to be impeached.
I wouldn't be surprised after all of this is said and done that some people end up in jail. You know?
And I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening and that people might go to jail.
You're exactly right.
For the rest of their lives.
I think they're all going to jail.
But you think some people are going to wind up in jail, not just one individual, but people, plural. Is that what you're saying?
That's my impression, yes.
It's not out of the question that a Senate could convict on impeachment charges.
He has no idea that he's going down.
It certainly looks like they are the kind of offenses that would call for impeachment hearings.
Absolutely, I think he can be looked at and perhaps even charged with obstruction of justice.
But at this point, you're confident that at least some Trump associates...
We're back with the America... Bill Martinez here, coming to you live from NRB in Anaheim, California. And it's NRB Proclaim 19. And Katie Miller joins us now.
Good. Hello.
This is getting to be an annual event between us, right?
It is, and I love it. It's actually, I have to be honest, I'm not supposed to have favorites, but you're one of my favorites.
You're so dear. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, you know, and look at years past. Nashville, I think Orlando, together. And here we are right next to Goofy and Mickey and the whole gang here in Anaheim.
I know. And don't tell my kids, but we had a free block of time yesterday afternoon. A couple of us actually popped over and zipped through Disney really quickly. Okay. I'm not telling them that part, though.
Okay. So if they ask me for the podcast.
We don't. No, sorry.
I'm sorry, that got a raise. Sorry, you know, Goofy mess. No, but that's what we can't even say, Goofy. Anyway, Katie is the, as I mentioned, the corporate communications manager, and her involvement with Sight and Sound has been so extensive. It has included support to the executive leadership team. She serves in a supervisory capacity in the contact center, managing corporate and employee relations, and through her years in the human resource department at the corporate events planners. Has anything changed since the last year? Is that pretty much?
That's still about the same,
And that along with any other job that they can throw your way, right?
We have a line item in our job descriptions that say all other duties as assigned, and that seems to be the one that takes precedent over all the other ones, right?
Exactly. And, of course, Katie is also the oldest grandchild of Sight and Sound's founders and first member of the family's third generation to officially work within the organization. So here it is. You carry on the legacy.
Here we are.
So it's all going to be your fault, right?
Exactly. No, I will not. There's 20 of us now within the family that are still involved.
Oh,
and
very cool.
It's just, it's so fun. We were just talking to, like, the younger cousins that are coming up. We have a whole group of them that are teenagers right now. And just starting to see, like, them find their way and the thing that God has put inside of them and sparked them for the future. It's really fun to see them coming up and joining us as a family in the business.
Well, in the artistic expression, I always say that everybody looks for a canvas.
Yeah.
To work with, right?
Yeah.
And, wow, what a great camp Sight and Sound is, right?
We have, and we're so grateful, you know, for how much it's grown throughout the years. I think so far beyond what my grandparents ever could have imagined. And to be able to have the opportunity to carry that flame and carry that torch is, it's overwhelming and it's humbling, but it's also a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about Noah.
Let's talk about Noah, yeah. So Noah was, we like to say, Noah's our flagship show, because up until the mid-90s, we had been doing review style shows. So they always had a ministry focus. Like, they shared the gospel, but in a way that was not necessarily like a story-based Bible story. And Noah in 1995 was the very first full-length biblical epic, huge scale, spectacular show that we did. And it was an aha moment for us as an organization, as a family, to say, this is the thing God has called us to do.
Wow.
Bring Bible stories to life on stage in a way that audiences can connect to them and be inspired by them. And we never looked back. Every show we've produced since has been a Bible story in epic form. And so Noah, being our longest running Bible story, has been seen by over 5 million people in our theaters.
Wow.
And to see it now going to movie theaters all across the country where people can experience Noah in their own backyards feels so special to us.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, your first child going off to college.
Exactly.
How it feels a little bit. So we're so excited.
When you talk about extending the reach of the two facilities, you know, for everybody that does not know, and shame on you for not knowing about Sight and Sound, but you will know about it, the spectacular enterprises in Branson and also in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to our audience what goes on.
Yeah, so we are known for bringing the Bible to life, like I referenced, in our two theaters in Lancaster and Branson. And we've 2,000-seat theaters, 300-foot wraparound stages, but we really want audiences to be a part of the story. We don't want this to be something they come and watch. We want it to be something that they truly are in, immersed in, experiencing. So we have animals, live animals, that are running up and down the aisles. We have actors that come out into the audience.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that are flying overhead on our fly rigs. And so you really are in the center of the story. You know, whether it's Moses and the Red Sea that parts all around you, or Samson, you're in the temple when it collapses. There's always something that draws audiences into being a part of the story. And that's one of the most, you know, the things that I think people look forward to the most whenever we have a new show is, how am I going to be a part of
that's
this story?
That's right, exactly. No, it is dramatic. And of course, I had a chance to see, you know, the film of Noah and what's going to be coming up and what the people can look forward to at this Fathom event. And the partnership with Fathom has just been incredible. I think it's just been a real blessing and a great tie-in.
It sure has. I mean, they're awesome, wonderful people. It's a fantastic company. And it's been just, I think, surreal for us to see the shows that we are so passionate about and spend, you know, so much time investing in and creating have such a broader reach. We know not everyone can come to our two locations.
Yes.
We'd love to welcome everybody in person, but we know not everybody can. And so to be able to extend the mission, to have the opportunity for these stories to bring people together, have them share an experience, inspire them in, you know, more locations than we ever could have imagined.
Right.
It's remarkable.
Well, I know I keep threatening to come up because we were supposed to come up at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And then we had a weather issue or something. And I don't know if it was weather or whether we would, you know, whatever. But anyway, one of those things. But yes, I'm going to make it there because at Christmas time, oh my goodness, my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And plus
we
do something real special
anytime
at Christmas too anyway.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, good fun. So with Noah, again, remind everybody, a Fathom event, one night only?
Three nights, actually.
Oh, three nights only.
Yeah, so we have a Tuesday, Thursday, and a Saturday matinee. So it's April 9th, 11th, and 13th. And you can get all the information and find your local theater and all the details at noahevent.com.
Well, very good. So just right before Easter.
Yes,
a little bit before
right
Easter.
Before Easter.
Good timing. Three showings there. And again, where can they go for more information?
noahevent.com.
Okay. And so you'll get a great taste of what the people have been experiencing live and in person, even on the big screen, because that gives you a different perspective altogether,
it
too, right?
It totally gives you a different perspective. You know, these shows are so massive, and when you're sitting around 2,000 people in a theater, there are absolutely things that you miss. So being able to see the cameras that can get in there and capture the emotion of the actors' faces and the quirky, fun little things that animals do, it's a show within itself, so it's a really great portrayal.
And Katie, speaking of which, when you're shooting a production like this, you mentioned cameras.
Yeah.
How many cameras are we talking about?
We have 8 cameras over 4 shows that we do. So we capture the show 4 different times with 8 cameras each time so that we can make sure we get all of the best angles, moments, and that each one is as, you know, real to life of being there as what we can. We capture in front of a live audience because we want the experience to be as true to being in the live theater as what we possibly
can. How much fun for the editor, huh?
Yes. I mean, I don't know that they would say.
Well, no,
it's a lot, but they do a fantastic job.
But, you know, to have those kind of options, because I did some editing before, not in this scale, but, you know, for commercials and that.
Yeah.
But when you have options like that, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a massive undertaking. It's, you know, months and months and months of post-production to choose all of the footage, but they do a fantastic job.
Now, again, an idea. You say months and months. How long is a project like that to take it, you know, from where it's a play to the big screen, like a Fathom event?
It takes us about a year from the time we capture it till we do all of the post-production, make sure the audio is synced up to the way that we want it to be, make that final edit, and then making the determination of when it's going to go to Fathom shortly thereafter.
So we got about a minute and a half left. Couple of big highlights that they can look forward to in Noah.
Yeah. Well, there is probably my favorite scene is what we call the loading scene. There's this moment where Noah and his family are, the ark is done and they know the rains are coming and they know they're supposed to fill it with animals and they don't know how to. And then all of a sudden, animals just start coming to them. So we have animals running up and down the aisles and running straight into the ark, and Noah's family is so astounded at this experience. But I think audiences are just as astounded. So
exactly.
It's just one of the most signature moments of the show. It's such a fun one.
Well, yeah. I mean, you always wonder. You know, imagine you go, okay, God said he's going to have all these animals there. You got, okay, hey, hello, boat is done. It's ready. What's that? Oh, wait.
Here they come. What are we going to do? So that is for sure one of the most just fun, spirited parts of the show.
And I imagine the crowd gets so animated over
animated, yeah. Oh. There's a few parts when the animals are a big part of the show that we had to actually extend the soundtrack because we just needed the audience to have more space to respond. So it's fun for sure.
Okay, so remind everybody again the 3 days, the 3 showings, and where they can go for more information. I'm going to give you the final word.
All right, yeah, come out and see us. Come see Noah on April 9th, 11th, or 13th, and you can get all of your information at noahevent.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a 7-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's 7-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by Main.